If you have a Bible, turn to James tonight. James chapter 4, verse 1. The Bible says, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust and that war in your members? You lust and have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts. I want to preach tonight for just a little bit, if God will be our help, on this thought. Getting what we want, to God be the glory. Amen? Getting what we want, to God be the glory. As we look at this tonight, and the writer here, James, is telling us about the struggles we have in this life. And he said, wars and fightings among you. He says they're going to be difficulties. They're going to be struggles that we're going to have in this life. That's just part of who it is. He tells us in James chapter 1 that there's going to be temptation, trials that come our way. He says, when these come, it's not if, but when, struggles will come. And he said these struggles come up in our lives. And the reason a lot of these struggles come up in our life and they're so prevalent in our life is because of selfishness in our lives. If we ain't very careful, we're a selfish people. We want things, but we want things according to what we want. Amen? Does that make sense? But that's why we want things. We want things because according to what we want. Because I want it, and because I want it, I think I deserve it. Amen? But now, I want to say that if we get what we deserve, we wouldn't be a happy people. Amen? We'd be the saddest people ever be if we got what we deserve. Because we deserve hell. It's what we deserve. But thank God for grace and mercy. Amen? God extends it to us and He gives us that help that we need. Because of the struggles in our lives, we get caught up in that. And because of the selfishness in our lives, sometimes it tends to leave us to a whole lot of unanswered prayers. Have you ever thought about why you can't get through to God? Amen? Most of the time, Brother Andrew, it's because selfish reasons. Because it's not about God and Him getting glory. It's about what you want. Now, a lot of times it's not even about what we need. But it's what we want. It's about what we would like to happen. I was thinking about this the other day, and I was thinking, no, Lord, why don't we have that relationship with You that we need to have? Why is not things not going the way that they need to go? And I got to thinking about that. I said, well, Pastor Jeff Massey, I said, what you're asking God, why are you asking Him for that? Why are you asking Him for what you're asking? What's the whole principle? What's the purpose of your asking? And I got to think about it. A lot of it's just selfishness on my part. And I can see that all over this land in which we live right now. Even in the political things that's going on today, it's just a big old selfish thing. Amen? It's not about, hey, most of it ain't about the health and the economy and the things of America. It's about somebody's agenda that they want to push. Amen? And if we ain't careful, we get caught up in that in this day and hour we live, and we become selfish people like all those around us. We see things taking place in homes and lives and situations, and I see it every day. I get phone calls and people talking, about their homes and their lives, their situation, their families. We have men and women, husbands and wives in conflict all over the country. The devil's trying to tear up and tear down, trying to destroy homes and families and lives. Amen. Everywhere around us. Amen. It's a happening. The struggle's there. And most of the time it's caused by some sort of selfishness. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I'm just telling you now the truth. Because the Bible says the truth will set us free. Amen. And if we're going to have revival, praise God, we need the truth. We need to get to a place where we can quit being about us and start being about God. Amen. And what He wants for us. And He can begin to build His church, praise God, for His glory. I told you that. It's all, Brother Kevin, it's all about God getting glory. Amen. And that's all that matters. But we see this husband and wife, and they're desiring peace and tranquility in their life, in their homes. That's an honorable thing. We see another family, a husband and a wife, and they've got lost children. They've got unruly children. They've got bad children that's showing bad behavior. And it's dishonoring. It brings dishonor. Amen. It brings reproach. It brings embarrassment to the family. Amen. So they pray, Lord, please take us away. Help us do something. Amen. Amen. We have a husband, we have a wife, and she's praying for her husband. She's asking God, please intervene in my husband. Why? Lord, he's lost, and I don't want him to miss heaven. I want him to respect me. I want him to treat me better. Amen? I want him to be the kind of husband. But most of all, she said, Lord, I want him to be saved. Said, I don't want him to trample under feet the precious blood of Jesus. And all these things, listen, all these things are honorable things. Amen. And we pray these prayers, and we pray them sincerely. They're sincere prayers. Amen. And we pray them in a sincere fashion. But if we ain't careful, we're sincerely wrong in our praying. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how's that? Because when a husband and wife are having conflict and they need resolution, praise God, it's not that some big old influence might come in that I can begin to get the peace and tranquility that I want, but it would bring glory to God. Amen. Lord, I want you to fix this thing. I want you to put it together so solid, praise God, that we can't help but look to you and say, God did that. Amen. That's the difference, praise God, of getting through. That's from the difference of seeing God move in a mighty way. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, you lust and have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. Amen. He said, and when you do ask, he said, you ask amiss. Amen. He said, you ask amiss. He said, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss. See, we ask it that we might be satisfied, that we might get what we want. But it's not about getting what we want. It's about getting what brings God glory. Amen. Amen. That's where the rubber meets the road, praise God. I pray, Lord, when I pray, Lord, help me to pray that whatever you do and however you do it, praise God, will bring glory to your name. So that we can come together and lift you up and praise God, the folks around us see it and they say, praise God. Like Brother Rex said, God did that. God puts that desire in my heart. God puts that prayer in my heart. God puts that love in my heart. Amen. See, I stopped and went and got gas because there was some love in there. Amen. And reciprocate. God, give it to me. Praise God. I want to pass it out for God's glory. Amen. Do you see the difference? The difference that it makes? It's honorable for that man and that wife want peace and tranquility in their home. But it needs to be that they want that peace and tranquility that it might bring God glory. So if they can gather hands, they can pray and they can feast on the things of God and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done. Amen. It's honorable for that mama and that daddy, a husband, that wife, amen, to pray over those children, those unruly children, the bad behavior. But it shouldn't be because of dishonor or shame or reproach. It should be that God might get glory from those children. Amen. That God might begin to take those little ones, praise God, and begin to nurture them up, praise God, for His glory. Amen. That the whole community, teachers and all, might begin to see little old Junior, praise God, as he's just completely changed in his actions and his attitude. And when they called up mom and daddy, and they said, what did you do to get his attention? What did you move? What changed? And they said, glory, it was just God. Amen. Then we lifted him up to Jesus, expecting, and God touched him, amen, for God's glory. You see the difference? When we do it for when we pray, when we ask for God's glory, when that wife wants that husband to be saved, and she wants it for the wrong reasons, amen. She's sincere, but praise God, she's asking for the wrong reasons. She ought to ask that husband that he might be saved, praise God, so that she can see him praising and worshiping God and giving God the glory. Amen. Because that husband might love the Lord, praise God, with all of his heart, his mind, his soul, and his strength. And praise God, then he can love her. And God will get all the glory. See, you see the difference that it makes? He said we're fighting and struggling because we're having so much problem because we're selfish. We want what we want without the glory of God, without it glorifying God's name. But praise God, when we get what we want, praise God, when we do it for God's glory, when we ask it for God's glory. You know, the Bible tells us that we're supposed to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Ephesians 5:18, he said, be not drunk with wine, where's the next says, but be filled with the Spirit. If we ain't careful, we can even mess that up. Amen? You say, well, preacher, I pray God just fill me with the Spirit to overflow it. Yeah, but why do we ask Him that? You know, let me just give you mine. I wrote them down here. I got to thinking about that. Why do I ask God for your... Lord, why do I come to you and ask you to fill me with your Spirit? Number one, I put a happy Christian. Amen? You ever just ask God and say, Lord, just fill me with your Spirit so I can be a happy Christian? Huh? You ever do that? Just like to be happy, have joy in your soul. Amen. Or maybe, Lord, help, just fill me, Spirit, so I won't lead a defeated Christian life. Amen. Then that one. Now, I'm just being honest tonight. Amen. I'm just being honest for the Lord. I've asked that for that reason. Amen. Or I said, Lord, just fill me with your Spirit so I'd have power in my Christian life. Empower me for service, if you will. Amen. Empower me that I might be what I think I need to be. I might be what I want to be. But see, if we ain't careful, he said, we ask amiss because we ask to consume it upon our own lust. Now I got it. I tell you, when I got to reading that the other day and God got a hold of my heart, he said that we might do it to consume it upon our own lust. If we ain't careful, what we do is we take the grace of God and we make it a consumable. Huh? Are you with me? He said we take the grace of God and we make it something that we consume, something that we just use. Amen. Kind of like borrowing somebody's car. Amen. We just borrow it to use. But we don't borrow it, praise God, that we might use it for God's glory. He said, just to consume it, just to satisfy our flesh. Amen. He said, if we ain't careful, son, what we do, we pray and we seek, we desire these things, even the Holy Ghost of God, to just consume it, to satisfy our flesh. Amen. So it makes us look like something. So we get some kind of a feel-good feeling, some kind of emotional stirring. And I ain't got a problem with that. I believe being a child of God ought to be an emotional thing. Amen. I think what's wrong with most churches today, praise God, we've so cold and indifferent. Amen. There's no stirring. There's no motion left. Amen. Hey, listen, what kind of services we have right here, Brother Don? It'd scare most churches to death. Amen. It'd absolutely terrify them to death. Amen. When people get up and start praising God, worshiping the Lord in spirit and truth. Amen. But when we get to the point in our minds when we want to just consume the things of God to satisfy our flesh, it's because of what we want, not because it'll bring glory to God. Amen? Am I making sense? Or is this just something crazy that I'm thinking? But I believe God designed this thing. James said, God set this up. He said, the reason you're having so much struggles in your life is, praise God, you're making it about you, and it ain't about you. It's about God getting glory through you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is stirring down in the depths of our soul. So when we pray for that filling of the Holy Ghost to be being filled day by day, amen, and get encouragement from the Lord, we're wanting to do that, praise God, because we want to give glory to God. Amen. That we want to be raised up to a higher level, a higher standard of service. Amen. Where God can use us. And not about being selfish, praise God, but that God might get the glory out of our lives. So God might see us. So that our service for Him would be an effective service. Amen. See, the scribes and the Pharisees, they were doing service for God. But when Jesus came along, they thought they were doing a great thing. I mean, they were dressing up and they were expanding their philanthropies. They was putting on big old robes and big old borders so that people would see them and know that they was pious and they was offering up, you know, sacrifices and they was giving of alms and all this stuff and they wasn't afraid to show it. But Jesus said, He said, you dishonor me. He said, you honor me with your lips. Amen. He said, but your heart is far from me. Amen. If we ain't careful, praise God, we honor him with our lips and our heart is far from him. Amen. We get what we want. We want to get what we want and we want to get it without the glory of God. Praise God, everything that I get, praise God, I want it to bring glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So at that power, when the Holy Ghost, when I ask God for the filling of the Holy Ghost, that I get that power for service. Amen. That what I got, praise God, will be real. It'll be so stirring, praise God, down in my soul. Be so real for me. There'll be so much glory of God in it, praise God, that it'll go out and it'll not go out void. But it'll go out and it'll encourage somebody else along the way. Amen. Not because what I want, because it'll bring, I want it to bring, I want my life to bring glory to God. Pray every day, please, Lord, use me today. What? Now don't just stop there. See, if we ain't careful, we'll say, Lord, please use me today. But I say, Lord, please use me today for your glory. Amen. That I might point, that I might lift you up so that folks can see you. Praise God. High and lifted up. Amen. Not some little old God on some plane or down here with men, but praise God, I'd raise you to a higher level. Amen. We do that when we bring it to a higher level in our lives. Amen. When we ask God for the filling of the Holy Spirit, we ask Him, praise God, because we want to go to a higher plane, a higher level. Amen. So that God will get glory out of it. Amen. Am I making sense? Am I making sense? Can I give you one more and I'm going to quit? Can I give you one more? We ask God, we pray and we ask God for revival. We ask God for revival. We ask God, Lord, please send us revival. I wonder. Now I'm your pastor. I can say that, why do we want God to send us revival? Most of the time, Brother Jeff, it's for selfish reasons. Amen. I'm just being honest. If we ain't very careful, we want God to send us revival for selfish reasons. We say, Lord, won't you send us revival so that we can build the membership of the church? Amen. We want to see people getting in. Amen. We want to see more people coming in. We want to see more people getting involved in the things of God. Want to see the membership grow. Amen. That's what I would want. If I could get what I want to see the membership grow. I like to see people getting in. Amen. If we ask God for a word of revival, we ask Him because we want to see an increase in the community. Amen. We want to see a stirring in the community, an influence in the community. Amen. That's what I want to see. That's what a Holy Ghost revival, that it would influence the community. Amen. Well, I want to see a Holy Ghost revival. Amen. So it's Stony Fork Baptist Church. So people recognize there's a little old church up in the valley, praise God, called Stony Fork Independent Missionary Baptist Church, praise God, that's got God all over it. Amen. Those are sincere prayers. Those are sincere desires, but they're sincerely wrong. Amen. You say, preacher, you're confusing me. We are the desire. He say, we are the one. Yeah, but we want the one not for me, not for you, but for the glory of God. That God would manifest Himself up through this valley, praise God, in such a way that He has to receive the glory. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Not because we want to see members. We do. We want to see the church grow. The church ought to be growing. Amen. We ought to want to be an influence in the community. Amen. We ought to be that light on a lamppost that shines out through every part of this community. Amen. We ought to be a church where God is magnified and lifted up, where the community sees Stony Fork Baptist Church as something peculiar. See, those are all sincere desires. But if we ain't careful, they're sincerely wrong desires. Amen. If it's not that God would receive glory out of His all. See, that God would be magnified. He said, you receive not. He said, because you ask amiss, that you might use it like a consumable. Amen. That we just consume upon the things and the grace of God, just like it's nothing. But I want to say the grace of God is the most precious, precious thing we have. Amen. And praise God, it's not what we want, praise God, but it's what brings God glory. That makes the difference. Amen. What brings God glory makes a difference. You say, well, preacher, if we don't want it for membership and influence and to build a name for church, then why do we want to see, why do we want to have revival? Let me give you three reasons, and I'm done. Three reasons why a church should have revival that'll bring God glory. Because we realize that God has been dishonored, number one, by worldliness in the church. Amen. Did you get that? That God is being dishonored by worldliness in the church. We're bringing everything in the world into the house of God. I mean, everything. We can't even worship God because of worldliness in the house of God. And worldliness can't come into the house of God unless it comes in God's people. So if we ain't careful, we ought to want revival. We ought to be revival to bring glory to God, because the worldliness is dishonoring to God. We want revival because we want to see God glorified in His house. Amen. We want to see God push out the worldliness and give us a wholesomeness in the Lord. I mean, something that'll make us whole and excited and encouraged. Because if we're not whole and excited and encouraging, we can't encourage nobody else. Amen. So it's got to be for His glory. Amen. Because the world is dishonoring God. Amen. With its worldliness. Not only that, because of the sins of unbelievers. Because the sins of unbelievers is dishonoring God. That's why we ought to want Holy Ghost revival, praise God, is because old sinners, unbelievers, are dishonoring, disrespecting God. And somebody that's dishonoring, disrespecting God cannot bring glory to His name. But we ought to want revival, that, praise God, not for what we can get, but what can bring glory to His name. Amen? So that God can move in our midst one more time. I think we have been hindering God. Amen. I think we've been wanting something that's artificial, made up. Amen. And it's not about giving Him praise and glory for all that He's already done. You know where God brought us from? How many of us, our families, God just moved through it and praise God. He's just touched in miraculous ways. See, God's still doing miracles today. The Lord's still performing miracles every day. And how many miracles has He performed in our own families, our homes, and our lives, praise God, and we haven't given God the glory. Amen. Praise God, God wants us to give Him the glory. Talked to Brother Charles over there today. Bless my heart, Brother Bill. He was over there and he was talking about all that he had been through. And I said, here you are again. He said, yeah. He said, I've been through a lot in the last couple years. But you know what he said? Without any encouragement. He said, but you know what? He said, the good Lord brought me through it. He said, I know it had to be Him. Amen. He said, what I've been through. He said, I know I didn't have the strength in myself. He said, it come from somewhere else. Yeah, amen. How about had me a spell? Praise the Lord. That's giving God glory, amen, for all that He does. He said, well, preacher, He's back over there again. Yeah, but praise God, He's expecting God to do it again. Amen. Praise God. When we do what we do, praise God, for God's glory. Amen. God begins to bless us. Amen. We begin to get what we want for God's glory. Amen. It's not because of us, it's because of Him. To get rid of the worldliness, to get rid of the sinfulness, the unbelief. Amen. But it's not only because of, we want revival because God, people are dishonoring God. Amen. By making the Word of God void. Amen. Of no effect. Amen. Because people are listening, because people are making the Word of God of none effect. It don't affect us no more. Amen. We need revival because we need to get the Word of God to affect us so we can give God glory. Amen. So He can get glory out of things like that. But you know what's happening today? The Word of God's going out like it's never. Hey, I mean, it's on radio. It's everywhere. But it's going out and it's void. You know why? Because nobody's paying attention. We're living a time, I ain't never seen such a beat. Amen. God's preachers are preaching. They was what, two, three preachers on the radio today that was just preaching, said, I've ruined my voice. I poured my voice out. I can't talk. They was preaching and coughing and preaching, trying to preach the Word of God. Amen. And the devil's trying to choke them down, but nobody's listening. Amen. We need to have Holy Ghost revival, praise God, because nobody's listening. We need to be stirred, amen, that God would get the glory out of what's coming from the pulpits, amen, and coming into your heart, amen. If we want to see God, if we want to get what we want, then we got to do it for the right reasons. We got to do it because God needs to get the glory out of it all. But He said if we do it to consume it upon our own lust, He said it won't amount to thing. If it's just what make me feel good, it won't amount to thing. But praise God, if whatever we do is for God's glory, then He's going to get glory out of it. Amen. He's going to be honored. He's going to be lifted up, praise God. He's going to be put on a place in a pedestal that He's never been in our lives before. If we get what we want, when we get what we want, because it honors God, it brings glory to His name. James said, He said, all these struggles and strifes that you have, He says, because you ask amiss, because you want stuff for you and not for Him. Amen. I tell you what tonight, youngins, if we pray and we want because we want it to honor God and to give Him glory, well, God will begin to hear and answer our prayers again. He's already starting to do it. Amen. I told somebody today, I said, you have highs and lows, you have mountaintops and valleys. Amen. And sometimes you got to climb up out of that valley, get back up on the mountain. Amen. Sometimes you get down in that valley and you stay longer than you want to stay. And you say, well, Lord, why? Because He said, you know what? I'm just looking for you. He said, you just begin to praise me in the valley. Amen. He said, if you can figure out how to praise me in the valley, He said, what kind of glory can you give me on the mountain? Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to say glory be to God. When we're way down here and it seems like nobody's around and nobody cares, we just lift up God and give Him glory. Praise the Lord. And when we get up on the mountaintop, we'll know how to praise Him on purpose. Amen. Amen. We get what we want when we want to bring glory to God. James said, youngins, you're in it for the wrong reason. Amen. It's not about what we want, but it's about wanting to please God and give glory to His name. To lift Him up to the highest place that He's ever been in our life so that we can see Him high and lifted up. Amen. Because listen, He's not man, but He's God. And He's our God. He's a good God. He's a loving God. He's a caring God. He's a compassionate God. Amen. And we realize and recognize that all those attributes apply to Him, the one we love, the one we serve. Then what we want will be what He wants too. Amen. And when we want what He wants, then He gets glory out of it all. Amen. And then we just take the praises to the house and say, thank You, Lord Jesus, for all You have done according to Your great grace and mercy. Amen. And from the gifts that come from on high, bless Your holy name. Amen. And God gets the glory and we get the blessing. Amen. When we begin to get what we want, because it brings God's glory. That's what makes a difference tonight, youngin. When we get what we want, because it brings God glory. Amen. Not because of us, not because of a church, not because of people, but because God deserves to be glorified. He deserves to be lifted up above everything else in this world. Amen. So these folks that's having these struggles, these folks that want these things for life, that we can be sincere in what we ask for, but we can be sincerely wrong when we don't ask for it to bring God glory. Amen. I want to encourage you. When you pray, I want you to think in your mind, remember what Pastor Jeff, I want you to record this in your mind. Remember what Pastor Jeff said. And what I ask for ought to bring God glory. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you mean we can't ask for these things? No, I didn't say that. We ought to ask for these things. But we ought to ask for it in the right attitude. That everything that we desire and long for, praise God, would bring God's glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. That when we ask for God to touch our children, amen, those wayward ones, those lost, those in bad behavior, say, Lord God, I want You to touch their hearts. I want You to bring them out of that darkness and put them in Your marvelous light so that You can radiate upon them, praise God, so that they can radiate out into the world. Amen. That You might get the glory. That they'll come to themselves like that prodigal and say, you know what? God did this. God's moving in my life. God's transforming me. Amen. That when you ask for God to save that husband, that lost, that spouse, God, please save them, God, for Your glory. God, that You might get the glory out of it. Amen. Not because I want to see them do right, not because I want a better relationship, but God, that they might glow for You. Amen. And that way, we can glow together for God. Amen? You see the difference in just how we ask for things? Not for own lust, not for own good, not for our benefit, but that it would bring God glory. That makes all the difference. That makes every bit of the difference, praise God, in how we pray, how we ask God for things. and what we expect to receive. Because see, when we ask if we ask for our petition that they might bring God glory, then we can expect to receive for His glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I hope it makes sense tonight. Amen. Boy, it's blessed my heart. I hope I painted you the picture where you can see it. Just realize, praise God, whatever we ask, we ask God that it would bring glory to His name, that He would be magnified in it all. And I tell you what, He said, then we can have those petitions that we ask of Him. Amen. He said, you know that you have them. Ain't that what little John said? He said, you ask anything according to His will, you know that you have those petitions that you ask. Why? Because it's to bring God glory. Amen. When we ask according to His will, what's the will of God? That everything we do bring Him glory. It's all about Him. It's all about Him. Amen. He is the great God of glory. Amen. He will not diminish His glory. He's going to receive glory, amen, from me and you. Bless His holy name. Ain't it amazing how God is? How He does and how He works in our lives? And when we just begin to ask in the right attitude, amen, and asking in sincerity in the right attitude, then God will begin to, what we want, we get because it brings glory to God. Bless His holy name. Stand with me.